Welcome to the Ross, L, and Luke Show. We're Aussie blokes, we're dads, and we're entrepreneurs. Between us, we've made a lot of mistakes and learned a few things about life, love, relationships, and business, and we're here to share those with you. You may get three different perspectives, or you may get one universal agreement. But whatever you take away from today, you can be guaranteed we enjoyed delivering it to you.
Hello and welcome.
I like thinking that just three of us can form a universal agreement. I like that.
What is that agreement?
We might get.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I thought we had one. Yeah, all right.
Well, we do.
We have a universal agreement that we might be able to create a universal agreement after that.
I like it.
To turn up and waffle less and have more pointed conversation.
I like that.
So what's the point today?
Yeah.
Are we going to go next week? Are we going to do end of year? Or are we like having a Christmas?
Is this the last podcast before Christmas?
Well, do you guys want to catch up between now and
January 1 or whatever?
To do, yeah.
I'm in Melbourne.
Maybe we should discuss this off air rather than waffle. Let us know.
Shoot us a message. Let us know. Because we're confused for a moment.
Well, I thought this was going to be our end of year celebration.
Well, let's celebrate and see what happens.
That agreement.
Let's celebrate and see what
happens.
Cool.
It's yay! Woo!
Well, it's summer. Could we do a poolside? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Interview some cool cats.
Yeah. Well, I could get the champagne now, or we can save it for later.
Well, as I think Ross has pointed out before, Luke's pointed out before, we've got to be careful what we do with when there's champagne being poured.
Right, the conversation.
Can get emotional.
The tears flow, mate. It's all going to, you can't put that
cool,
stuff
I'll go get it now.
Yeah. Opens up the floodgates.
Yeah. Cool. So
let's talk about next year.
Yeah, so the 2019. So we're almost there. What have you guys got coming up? You can talk about Christmas if you want, but what's 2019, the year that is yet to be.
Oh, also the end of the year will be interesting for me because I'll be somehow bringing my kids and my partner and her kids, and I don't know how it's all going to work. So
Brady Bunch, mate.
Brady Bunch.
Just
not too many of my family I have to worry about anymore because it's quite a few of them don't speak to me, but. That makes it easier, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be interesting, mate. How that works out would be interesting. And then I'm finally succumbing to the world of Landmark in early Jan. So, and as Ross knows, and I'll just put it out there, I plan to have as much of an impact on them as they have on me. So I look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
As do I. I'm hoping to be there too. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And 2019, look, I think as we've touched on, I'm not that worried about what's going to happen next, actually. Mm. I'll make plans for, Thursday night to be practical or whatever. But other than that, I'm going to just remain on the intent of bettering myself and then expect everything else to improve.
And that's kind of the vision that you've got is to better version of you?
It's just better. Mm. I was talking with someone just a couple of days ago and they talked about their tagline or whatever is, live better. And they sort of seemed embarrassed about it. And I said, well, my entire vision in my life is just to be better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not best. It's not perfect. It's not, it's not like some other poster boy. It's just be better.
Yeah.
So in the next moment, I want to be better than the last moment.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the year, I was ragging park inspectors. I want to do it more eloquently in the future.
Mm-hmm. So not stop ragging.
You want to rag better.
That's right. Now, of course.
That's a 0.2%
improvement. I'm happy to let go of the need to rag.
You can rise above it, understand that they're humans just doing their job.
Just doing my job is what the train drivers in Nazi Germany did to Auschwitz, mate.
Oh,
no, that's what they did.
Yeah, I know.
That was an excuse. I'm not going to accept that one. However, yesterday I was taught a lesson.
It's a massive comparison.
Read the accounts. I just did my job.
That's not what I'm disputing, but
good.
To put them in the same class.
No, but That's all it takes, is people saying, I'm just doing my job. I take no responsibility. That's all it takes for that to happen. That's it, people. So,
sorry,
mate. I had a lesson yesterday. I was frustrated to the eyeballs and beyond with dudes wearing fluoro vests and holding lollipop signs.
Yeah.
Telling me what to do. And yesterday I had one that actually didn't need to, but stopped the traffic so I could pull out. And I thought, okay, there's one guy wearing an orange vest and holding a lollipop sign that actually appears to have a thought process and a consideration, and it's not just about, and it actually got me, it's diverted me.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. Maybe more think like him than,
well,
we like to.
So I've got a lot to learn out of that now. However, I'm on a different path now.
I've discovered a lot of them like that, actually.
Okay.
Because where I'm positioned, for some reason, they like to do a lot of roadworks.
I know, it's all over Melbourne.
Yeah.
All over Melbourne.
Reasonably regularly.
Including when the
mains burst, that was an interesting one.
Yeah.
And that went on for a few days because they had to replace way more pipe than they expected. They replaced pipe and they go, oh, we've got a problem further, and it go further and further, further, further. But they were really great at letting me in and out of my driveway. And like you said, I didn't necessarily need their help. But they would, you know, I feel really well taken care of.
Mm.
And that's been my experience most of the time. Occasionally you get one who's, you know, not quite taking care of things. But
that's humans. That's humans. So I'm okay. It's just I found by and large, it's we've gone from a relatively free environment to suddenly people who have no authority, no real qualifications are suddenly in charge of a whole lot of stuff. And I admit it was my own stuff that was causing me to feel frustrated about that, angered about that, whatever.
So is that optional, though?
And I'm admitting it.
Is that optional?
Which part?
Is it just optional to consider that everyone's in control and you have no, you know what I mean? Like,
so how, now, this is an interesting thing because I've had people try and tell me how I feel is okay. Don't tell me how to feel. I'm not telling you how to feel.
Hmm.
I'm just suggesting maybe a different response. And of course, the same applies to me. I'm going to feel what I feel.
Yeah.
And I just want to be constructive in expressing that. Yep. And then very quickly move on and over time change the way I feel.
So you're about to go into Landmark and they have a conversation about an upset.
Of course they do.
And it's an awesome conversation. But I'd like to help people with their upsets for Christmas.
Awesome. And then I'll finish that. Because there's going to be a lot of it. Doing Landmark January 4. So the whole year's, you know, then diverts again on the back. I know that weekend will divert what happens next year. Of course it will.
Yeah.
Every moment does. That's going to be as bloody 3 days of moments.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah.
It will be. It'll be exactly that. Yeah. And there's one right near the end, one big moment right near the end. It's awesome. Although we may have had a conversation similar to that along the way anyway, but we'll see what happens. So the Christmas gift that I've got for you is upset. So an upset is what happens when something doesn't go the way you expected. You've got an expectation that something is going to go a particular way and it doesn't, so you get upset.
Yeah.
You know, it could be you have an expectation that someone won't cut you off in the traffic and they don't see you or whatever happens and they cut you off and then you get upset. Okay, that was a big one for me once upon a time. I might have an expectation that my son will get out of bed when his alarm clock goes off, not an hour later or an hour and a half later, as it sometimes is. And then he's late for school and then chores don't get done and things like that. And I have an expectation that those things happen and I can get upset.
Yeah.
So an upset is purely you expected something to go a certain way and it didn't go that way. And now you're upset. Realizing that it's all your stuff because it's your expectation that was not met. The world didn't ever had an expectation. You invented this thing, an expectation. Maybe it's because that's how you do it, but that doesn't make it right. There is no right or wrong. You have an expectation of something will go some way, but it's something that you've made up. And the only reason you're upset is because you invented this expectation. If you'd never made up that expectation, you would not be upset right now. So it wasn't the thing that happened that caused you to be upset. It was the expectation that you created that caused you to be upset. So your upset is purely your doing. Does that make sense?
And I'll add to that. It's the thinking that creates the feeling. So if you're thinking that people are, you know what I mean? And they're like, I'll come back to that guy on the stop sign, right? That if we break it down in reality, what the reality of it is that if you lined up 1,000 people in fluoro vests and you got to know every one of them, you'd probably find there may be 800 really nice people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So considering that, you know, we make judgments about people without, like as I said, it's an option. It's an option that we choose to get upset about something when in reality, it's not something that it's nothing.
I reckon, by the way, 800 out of 1,000 train drivers in Nazi Germany would be really nice people. And I'm not joking.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Can we shorten these numbers to 100? Because to get to know 1,000 people takes a while. Can we shorten it to 100?
That's what I'm saying. Like, so, and it's resources as well. Like, what point do we... You know, someone pointed out to me, it's like sitting in an armchair. Life's an armchair. You buy into all the optional lectures if you like. You want the footrest, you want the little, you know, you want this, you want that, you want, yeah, all the bells and whistles. But let's break it down. Is that gonna help you? Yes, maybe, no. It's more just simplifying things and understanding that, yeah, we get angry about certain things, but as Ross was saying, like being upset is just a result of our thinking. So,
and I'm putting a VA in my armchair.
Yeah. Sweet. But do you know what I mean? Like, because that can create a bit of overwhelm. We start to get away with it. Nah, they're all, you know, it happens once. They're all like that.
Well, I look forward to them all being accommodating like this guy.
So we put it out there, guys invest. But I suppose my point is, and you're right, that there could be people on a power trip, etc. But
you give him a good experience of you as a customer, he's more likely to be better.
Sure.
But if you give them a bad experience of you as a customer, and they've got to stand there for the rest of their day in the hot, standing there with, you know, little relief and little gratitude, they're unlikely to be very helpful for the rest of that day.
Yeah.
So you have the ability to impact that person,
sure,
and everyone else they're going to impact that day.
Sure.
And I'll put it out there that it's energy. People feel energy, right? So if we're going to roll up in our car and just give them thunder eyes, and as you said, he's been out in the hot for 8 hours, he's been sworn at 100 times and he's at the end of his tether, unless he's got a real high level of consciousness and, you know what I mean, good tolerance for people being badly behaved, you know, he chooses
that job as a meditation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But we might just be that person that he just lets loose and says, no, fuck this, I'm making a stand, I put my stop sign on the ground, I'm gonna make a point by making this guy's day of misery.
Mm.
I mean, energy, it doesn't always work, but I felt, for me, when I'm sitting in traffic in that situation, I can be angry about it, but I can be calm. Well, yeah, cool. So I'm just going to choose to be calm for a bit. Doesn't matter. I could just sort of duck, you know, or water off a duck's back. And practicing that, really, you just say, that's what that is.
And I'm not surprised that the people that are at the front of my place are nice to me. I go there and say, hey, do any of you guys need to use bathroom? You're welcome to it. Yeah. Do you need a cup of tea? Or, hey, my son's selling chocolates. Do you want to buy some chocolates? Or, yeah, we made some good money off them. And, but, you know, I take care of them and they look after me. No wonder they open up the, you know, they say, hey, let me stop the traffic for you. I don't need you to stop the traffic. You know, there's plenty of gaps here. But sure, you can stop the traffic and, yeah, make me, you know, feel like, you know, I'm the most important person right here.
And if we live in our present moment, and that's that old adage, the feelings that you feel seem so real. The feelings that I feel when I'm angry and carry on like a pork chop, they seem really real to me. And then I calm down, I come back to a level of like reasonable thinking, and I'm like, okay, you know, I can see it for what it was. And I suppose that's in essence what I'm trying to say in a situation that I've faced similar to that.
Hmm.
Well, last year was a year of patience for me. I'm not sure what this year was. I suppose being pushed hard to grow. So next year's the year of letting go of frustration or something, anger. I don't know. We'll see.
It'll still be there. It'll still come and go.
It comes up, but yeah, you can get used to letting it go. Like, it'll come up, and then what do you do in that moment? Do you hang on to it? You know,
I'm committed to letting it go. I'm just committing.
Oh, yeah, you said that. Yeah, so it'll go through. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that made a difference for me, but I realised that it was just me creating it. And upset is just an expectation that I had. The other person didn't have that expectation because, you know, it was not fulfilled the same way. So, you know, they didn't do what I expected. We didn't create, you know, didn't create the clarity, or, you know, didn't check that it worked for them or whatever it was.
And here's a strategy. So when you get upset, so Christmas, you know, someone doesn't turn up, wasn't the present that you thought, you're going
to
get...
You know, it's just rude to you.
Yeah, or you just feel upset or let down. Take 6 deep breaths. Breathe into your belly. Yeah? Just try that. You don't have to read a book, listen to a podcast, force yourself to be something else, force yourself to think something else. Breathe into your body. 6 times. That's it. Deep breaths. Just try it. Let me know the outcome.
Mm,
really yep. Simple shit, you know?
Cool. Like it.
Yeah.
Awesome. So there we are.
Next year for you guys.
Yeah, Ross.
Yep. So next year for me, you know what? I'm actually still planning my next year. I haven't concluded on what that is at the moment. I'm picking what's in and what's out.
Mm, nice.
I've got a few sticks in the fire, and I'm looking at whether or not they're going to remain in there or be put aside. So that's where I'm at the moment, just picking what's in and what's out. Don't want to overdo it. I know things are going to pop up along the way to want to add in.
Yeah.
So I like to leave a little bit of leeway for that. Yeah.
Very speaking mystic, what's in, what's mate. In. It's very
I can tell you some things that are in. The book is in.
Yep.
Cool. So the book is definitely in. The 12-week program, that is in.
Yep.
I just put an application to Toastmasters to be a speaker at one of their major events. So I haven't spoken at one of their events before, so we'll see what happens with that.
Cool.
So there might be other books as well I'm considering. That's on the looking at list. There's Mastermind Group and a big speaker event called Your 2020 Vision.
Yeah.
So there's a few of the things that I'm looking at.
It's a bit. Yep. I like it. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. Group coaching is still in, so I did that this year, we didn't mention that in the year that was. We spoke about all sorts of things, but so group coaching is still in. That will continue.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
You? For me.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah, Luke. What have you got on?
No real plans actually. Yeah. Well-oiled machine. I'll continue on the spiritual journey, I suppose. I suppose. Sort of feel into things. It's pretty organic at the moment. It's back to the way it was probably 10 years ago, where we just sort of felt our way around.
When you were a rock and roller.
When I was a rock and roller.
Yeah,
So, yeah, you've tweaked something in me. I've started playing music somewhat again.
Oh, nice.
Which I used to play a lot. So it's that creativity.
Yeah, nice.
So I'm going to play a lot more music this year.
Awesome.
I met some good people in that space. I'm going to continue to on the quest of, you know, health and fitness to learn more about the body and, get stronger and healthier every day. But business-wise, I'm not looking to crack the whip there. I think just building a team, you know, we've got some really good people and building on that. So learning more about people and spending... you know, time with the family. So choosing where my time is spent. And I have no control over the outcome. I'm just going to focus on what I can control every day and help people, be the best they can be starting in the business. Yeah.
One thing that I found also useful is sometimes having like a word or something to be your focus.
Yep.
I was going to say, if it was for me, what we've discussed today really brings home for me living in the now. It's something that I haven't been doing consciously for a little while. And it makes a massive difference, I find, to just your experience of life.
Mm.
Such a difference. Like, we live in our head and we get to relive that same thing again and again, whether it's reliving a future we haven't yet decided or reliving a past that's already happened. We're just repeating something that we've already lived.
Mm.
Like, living in the now is when life's happening. So.
Yeah. That's me. Sorry, that was Metallica.
Metallica, mate.
Better put that on Do Not Disturb. It's gone off the hour. All good. Yeah, so living in the now, I think that's...
Mm. That would be, I think, my focus for next year. Mm. But ask me at the beginning of Jan, I'll confirm if that's it. But it sounds exciting right now.
It does, yeah. Mm.
In the now.
Yep. Mm.
So, Al. What have you got? What are you looking at for next year?
Oh, yeah, no, look, it's totally, for me, it's totally about organic. I mean, okay, so in practical terms, single dad now, the first time ever. So son turned 18, graduated from school, possibly go to Queensland to study. I am to support him through all that, however, but, you know, he's an adult now, so that won't require much of my energy, I don't think. And so, yeah, committed to have a daughter, and so it's going to be an extraordinary year in that respect.
Mm.
And then, you know, a year into a new relationship, which does seem to be the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
And so just building on that as well.
Mm, awesome.
Yeah. To me, life is about is about the relationships I've got.
Yeah.
Everything else is subsidiary. You know, so again, I've got a business partner. You know, around about that 20-year mark, whatever it is exactly. We create new businesses to illustrate what we're about at that moment in time. So, it's current one is called Boulevardier, and that's a French word. It's basically a dude who hangs around on the boulevard. It's just a guy who just lounges around, a bit of a you know, a sort of lounge suited bum kind of thing. So that's kind of the focus for us. So what he and I are both looking to do is support other people in their businesses and see them fly. Mm. And you know, I have come a long way as a coach or mentor or whatever you want to call it in the last 3 years.
Yeah,
a long way.
Mm.
And I now know through practice, I now know through experience that I can support anybody that's ready really fly. I know that. So I look forward to some more extraordinary results with some extraordinary people next year as well.
It's awesome.
I want you to be my coach out.
Really?
Yeah, put that out there. Ross has coached me for a while, yeah? Yeah. For a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were one of my longest.
Yeah, we had a great, yeah, really. Well, we still do. I mean, it's probably just not as regular, but yeah, the benefit I got of catching up with you weekly was like crazy. It was great. But I purposely haven't had a coach for a year. And I sort of toggle between that because everyone around me is like, well, you don't have a coach. So I'm my own fucking coach, man. Yeah, watch me coach me shit, you know, coach the shit out of this one. But then I've tried to listen to myself because I think I've done too much for too long, trying to get everything from the outside and not listening enough to me. So yeah, it'd be great to sort of expand in that, probably more around business, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, well.
Awesome.
I'll get in touch. It's what you said there is really cool. Is that happened for me, and I'd put it this way. In fact, I had a guy that I knew from high school who kept saying to me, mate, you got to stop looking at other people for answers. Whatever. You know, you just got to find your own whatever.
Yeah.
I got what he meant, and I didn't agree with what he was saying. I guess now I see what he was saying in a different way, and I think you just said it again. Mm. It's like there's that moment where the confidence in ourselves does now outweigh the doubt about ourselves.
Yeah.
Mm. I think there is a moment where that happens for probably every person, you know?
And that's really important.
It is.
That is potentially one of the aims in life.
Yes.
Is to learn to be able to just trust yourself.
Yes.
Mm. Because we all know all the answers.
Yes.
We already know. Like, as a coach, it's, you know, if I'm doing some mentoring, I might be doing some teaching, like if you want some business concepts or something. But ultimately, that's not nearly as powerful as you getting that you've already got the answers inside you already.
Yes.
You know, it's just my job as a coach actually just to pull those out.
Yes.
You already know everything you need to know. Yes. It's already in there. Just trust yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, and be aware that, yeah, there's a lot of great stuff out there. Like, there really is. But, if you absorb too much, it can be just overwhelmed. Yes. And then, I mean, you guys know, you start to hear the same shit just rehashed in a different format, right? Yes. And then you're like, well, how do I decipher through this? And should I just do this? And then you do. You just start going on one tangent to another and you're not really living your true self, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But then you start to find that niche and those strides. And I remember that. And so this stuff, it comes to you because you're letting it, you know what I mean? Yes. It's stuff that you may not have may not have tweaked at the time.
Yeah.
But then it starts, like you said, that guy said to you a while back, you should just listen to yourself and not. So, you know, it's applicable.
When he said that, I was lost though. When he said that, I was bloody lost. So while it was valuable as advice, it wasn't valuable as support.
And I used to say that to Ross. I'd go to Ross, why didn't you tell me about that? And he goes, because like I could tell you what's going to happen. I could, but you're going to learn so much better by doing and going through this.
Yep.
And that's what used to frustrate me. Yeah.
But there's also, like, you will learn more if you kind of experience it. But the other thing is, if you tell someone something they're not ready for, it was just a waste of time because they wouldn't have heard it in a useful way. Right?
Yeah.
So it's an interesting one. But there's a journey. And sometimes you can't teach someone something. They have to experience it.
Yeah, it comes around that insight. Yeah, and that's what you used to say all the time. You weren't, I'd say, what was that? Yeah, you weren't ready for it at the time. And I'm going, but I would have if you just told me. And he's going, no, it doesn't work like that. And I'm going, well, anyway.
It's always good gut to come back to the physical analogy because, A, the elite sports people have coaches and they have specialist coaches. So, so I think that's where...
Yeah, they have multiple coaches. Yeah,
and that's where we're going. It's like, so I'm between... It's funny, I put good old Twids, they call him, Glenn Twiddle. I just said, oh, mate, can we pause for a bit? Because I got a lot that I want to focus on and, you know, I'm not... He really has helped me with, he was really helping me with the marketing strategy, whatever. I wasn't marketing anything. So, and it's funny, last time I spoke with him, he was speaking like I had ended the coaching relationship. Yeah. And I thought, okay, well, so he must feel something that I haven't yet. And I mean, I think he's a great guy and I want to stay in touch with him, keep working with him somehow. At the same time, he might be right. It might, you know, my need to have his specific support might have passed now. And I'm now working again with Tanya, more hands-on, and actually going into next year, I'll be working with her on a specific program, and that is about effectively, you know, unlocking my own genius, if you like, and getting it out there. So, so I may create stuff and whatever next year. I just, you know, just whatever, I'll go with it.
Whatever happens.
But so that the physical thing, I don't know what's a good example, but you know the guy has to be able to so the sprinter has to build his legs up before
he's gonna,
it's just all those levels that you've got to go through to get to that the cutting edge to get to the
bleeding
edge.
You're right, and it is about routine. So it's about routine, you know, knowledge about the body. I was listening to a podcast with LeBron James and his nutrition and conditioning coach. It's really interesting. They've just got routine, you know, and that's what matters, you know. Though before a game, he's in a hotel room, the temperature's set right, he's always hydrated, he does a certain amount of stretches, there's no devices an hour before he goes to bed. He just says, so this is what I do, this is what I do. He's been at the peak of his game for 16 years. You know what his goal is? To play NBA with his son. His son's about 6 years away. He goes, if he keeps going the way he's going, we'll be playing together. And that's his goal.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. But he's icing, you know, hot and cold stress to the body.
How old is he now?
Oh, I can't be. He's been in his mid-30s, isn't he?
Yeah, wow. That's where it starts to get really rough.
Yeah. So he's always icing. You know, he's always doing the right thing. He doesn't eat fried chicken. You know, he doesn't have sugar. You know, tries to avoid that. Eats clean. But he says, it's just what I do now. Like, it's become just such a part of life that... And the byproduct of that is that he can continue to play at an elite level. So, having a coach around like that who can go, right, there's some basic fundamentals. But they also talked about when he's in the gym, giving him what he needs on the day. If his calves are sore, they're not going to work there. They're going to go somewhere else. Yeah. How do you feel? How do you feel? And it's feel. But the basics are sleep, hydration, sex, relationships, and family.
Yeah.
And it was just like, okay, brings it right back to tribe. It's tribe. Nothing else matters. Not flashy cars, planes, you know, what you can afford.
Yeah. And talking about the results, it's not what you do once, it's what you do consistently.
Yeah.
So the fact you're talking about routine, you mentioned routine several times there, and that's what keeps him on his game.
Yeah.
It's not what he does once, it's what he does consistently.
But executives in business, CEO, I can imagine that routine and consistency is very similar in the business world.
Oh, hence why I've never been a CEO.
Sorry, Al. I thought you were a CEO.
I avoided that all the way through. No, so you can call it what you like. I've brought chaos. No, I haven't brought chaos. I have managed the chaos all the way through. So I've managed chaos all the way through.
Consistently.
Yes. Yeah, consistently. There's actually a leadership style apparently called chaos conductor.
You just call it free flow, man. It's like, yeah, that's what happened, and that's what it is, man. Yeah.
So I give kudos,
but that's life,
to business partner who does the CEO. Yeah. He does the shit stuff.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, I think that's it for us.
One of you said something about everyone just doing their own little thing. Yeah, I want to just reiterate that. So we've reviewed the year that we've had in our way.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've had a look at next year in our way.
Yeah.
Do the same thing in your way.
We definitely did it our way.
Yeah. Do the same thing in your way. It is. And by the way, I don't just do it. I don't know if I said it on air or off, but I don't do the whole, what's my goals? What's my for next year? Yeah. Really, I do it constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly. So, you and I, Ross, are talking about that. Another evolution of some combined coaching, and that's, it's just, this is what's here now. Let's do it. And the plan starts now and it ends when it ends.
Yeah.
You know? And the timelines are, I don't see the point in saying in this time I want to achieve. I see a point, however, I don't enjoy that point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't value that point.
Yeah,
yeah. Goals aren't sustainable.
Like, not on their own.
Connection, and presence is. It's never ending.
It's an art form.
Resources there.
living in the now.
Yeah.
Make that the thing that you do consistently. Live in the now.
All right. Well, thanks, boys, and do enjoy your fruit mince pies, as I know I do.
Fruit mince pies, mate.
There's a place in Middle Park that makes awesome. Oh, that's good.
I don't think I've ever had one,
mate. I'm gonna say this for the world.
Yeah.
Go to Loco in Middle Park. I don't know if Holger can make any more. Like, he starts. Actually, I think he starts tomorrow.
Oh, you put it out, right?
So I've got to go. Mate, these are.
Yeah.
The most unbelievable fruit mince pies you'll ever have. Oh, they're about $3.50 each, and they deserve to be.
Yeah.
Like, it's that beautiful crumbly pastry,
You're making me want to risk the side effects, right? Yeah.
fresh fruit mince, the crumbly pastry on top. You know, it's just. Yeah, actually, Douglas, he'd probably be making them for 8 because I know I'm always sending my son to pick him up. You know, just before he closes Christmas Eve, so. Don't listen to me. Just contact Loco Middle Park. They're probably happening right now.
Uber Eats, mate. He's probably all over it.
There's an idea.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen. I have thoroughly enjoyed 2018 hanging out with you and sharing our let's call it wisdom.
Yes.
It's been wonderful. So thank you both very much.
Thanks for making it happen.
And to our audience, I really look forward to sharing more with you in 2019.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Whatever that looks like.
Have a Merry Christmas.